Naomu Manu is a trusted te taumata. Wahinea only comprise about 26% or thereabouts of the tech industry in this country, with Māori making up just over 4%. In a world first, te taumata, which represents Māori interests in global trade, is partnering up with Callaghan Innovation to send 10 Wahine Māori in, as tech leaders to explore trade opportunities in Ireland, France and the UK, culminating in participation at the London Tech Week. Naomi Manu's a trustee to Tomata. She's kindly with us. Say, Naomi, tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnā.
Oh, morena, Dale.
Kia ora, watu koe. Tell us about your involvement in the tech sector and as a trustee of Te Taumata. We've spoken of Te Taumata quite a lot, but not so much about the coming together of Te Taumata and the tech sector. Give us a sort of overview or paint a picture of where you're at with this one, please, Naomi.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the key pillars of Te Taumata is implementation of trade agreements. And so what we're trying to do is work with Māori businesses to explore what implementation looks like. And that includes development opportunities. So how we might provide and develop and support Māori businesses to build their capability and capacity, particularly in the tech sector, and then explore what implementation in global markets looks like. And in this case, it's implementation across the UK and European markets.
Well, we certainly want to grow the numbers of our people capable in the tech sector. There's good earnings to be made. What about the knowledge exchange? How is it going to work here for these 10 wahine?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, so there are three different groups of wahine entrepreneurs and leaders that we'll be taking across. The first group is wahine Māori in tech who are already trading in the UK and European markets but want to increase the value of those trade opportunities. So they may be looking at more trade partners in those markets, or introducing new products and services. The second group will be those who may be trading in other markets, but the UK and European markets are new markets. So looking at exploring opportunities in these new markets. And the third group are emerging leaders or entrepreneurs who may be trading domestically, but may not be yet export enabled. So this is an opportunity for them to learn from other wahine Māori who are trading globally, you know, what that process is to enable them to start to trade and look at trading globally. But at the same time, for all of the wahine Māori participants, what they'll be doing is they'll be going across to the UK and European markets, and through our networks, they'll be matched with potential trade partners. So whilst over there, they'll be having discussions about trade opportunities directly with businesses in those markets who are interested in their services. But what's really important is there are two parts here to the entire program. So the knowledge exchange is one part. The second part to this is that this is actually a full 6-month program. So they'll participate in the knowledge exchange, but in the 6 months post-exchange, all of the participants will be receiving a post-exchange program of support. And that's designed to support them to follow up on any leads, to help with investments, growing capital, but also to develop this ecosystem of wahine Māori and tech who are trading globally. So those who may not yet be ready to trade globally will be able to learn from their tuakana who are trading globally. And then this ecosystem can continue to evolve and develop with the hope that more and more wahine Māori and tech leaders and entrepreneurs will have these opportunities moving forward.
Tēnā koe, how have you already identified those who will be part of the program and the logistical side of it? When does it start? How many are you travelling, and when might that be?
Yeah, so we've actually At the moment, we've invited a very transparent process. So we've invited applications. So the applications are now open and are now live, and they'll be live through till the 26th of April. After then, we'll shortlist and we'll be able to identify the wahine tech leaders who will be engaged in the opportunity. The opportunity itself will be from the beginning of June and will culminate in London Tech Week from the 10th to the 14th of June.
It's interesting to me anyway that here we are talking about tech and digital connectivity, but in reality now, physically going to the other side of the world to meet our kānuhi, sometimes face-to-face is perhaps the best way to create these relationships, Naomi.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, this is we're a very relational people, and you know, we have a long history of trade, and I think what is really important is for us to be able to develop those relationships and enduring relationships. So enabling wahine to be able to go and participate in events like this is important because of the nature of the way in which we do trade and the way in which we have typically traded. And that is, you know, being able to engage face-to-face and being able to develop these enduring relationships with potential trade partners.
We know that the UK FTA came into force in May too, and the EU FTA will come into force at the start of next month. Now, each of these free trade agreements now include a Māori trade and cooperation chapter that's going to provide valuable new platforms to advance Māori economic aspirations in the UK and EU. How important is this as far as timing of this trip and opportunity is concerned, Naomi?
It's going to be really interesting to explore what these new chapters actually mean. And how we might be able to understand and what implementation of these chapters mean, but also what our FTA partners might like to, what their aspirations are in relation to these particular chapters. Because this is a world first in relation to not just the trip, but also the Māori trade and cooperation chapters are world first as well. So being able to have this opportunity to explore in these markets and think about, well, what does this new platform look like and how valuable could that be and how might we be able to start to unpack what and explore what that value might look like is also quite exciting and trying to also understand how we might be able to give teeth to these particular chapters so that we can ensure that Māori businesses get some real value from them.
Tēnā koe, you're an interesting wahine, Naomi Manu. Thanks very much. I know that you're a qualified lawyer, but you set up the Pūhoro STEM Academy at Massey University. Are things tracking in the way that you hoped when you pushed forward to cope up a like Pūhoro?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, this is positive disruption. You know, it's thinking about how might we do things in ways that are uniquely Māori, but ways that remind us of how inherently entrepreneurial we are, and also importantly reminding us that we descend from this long line of entrepreneurs, of this long line of STEM experts, and so I think for rangatahi importantly, it's been a real honour to be able to work in that space and to be able to support them to unlock their potential and explore what their potential is, but indeed what is going to bring them closer to their aspirations. I think the exciting thing about Pūhoro is that it just shifts it, because of the intergenerational nature of it. It shifts the starting point for their children in terms of where they might view, you know, what their career pathway might look like. And so, yeah, it's very cool and exciting to be involved in initiatives that can shift the dial like that.
Oh, tēnā koe te tuine. Kia ora o, kōrero e te atarei. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts with our peeps today, and all the best with the mahi going forward. Thanks, Naomi.
You're welcome, Dale. Thanks for having me.
It's been nice talking with you. Thank you.